heaven-sent teacher, I am the bread of life, the author, nourisher, and supporter of eternal, spiritual life. In the 35th verse of the 6th chapter of John, Christ represents himself under the similitude of heavenly bread. To eat his flesh and to drink his blood means to receive him as a heaven-sent teacher. Belief in him is essential to spiritual life. Those who feast on the word never hunger, never thirst, never desire any higher or more exalted good. Eating and drinking represents nearness to Christ. Christ explained the meaning of his words so clearly that none need stumble over them. His statement regarding eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God is to be taken in a spiritual sense. We eat Christ's flesh and drink his blood when by faith we lay hold upon him as our Savior. Christ used the figure of eating and drinking to represent that nearness to him which all must have who are at last partakers with him in his glory. The temporal food we eat is assimilated, giving strength and solidity to the body. In a similar manner, as we believe and receive the words of the Lord Jesus, they become a part of our spiritual life, bringing light and peace, hope and joy, and strengthening the soul as physical food strengthens the body. A practical application: it is not enough for us to know and respect the words of the Scriptures. We must enter into the understanding of them, studying them earnestly, eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. Christians will reveal the degree to which they do this by the healthiness of their spiritual character. We must know the practical application of the Word to our own individual character building. We are to be holy temples, in which God can live and walk and work. Never must we strive to lift ourselves above the servants whom God has chosen to do his work and to honor his holy name. All ye are brethren. Let us apply this word to our individual selves, comparing Scripture with Scripture. In our daily lives, before our brethren and before the world, we are to be living interpreters of the Scriptures, doing honor to Christ by revealing his meekness and his lowliness of heart. Christ's teachings are to be to us as the leaves of the tree of life. As we eat and digest the bread of life, we shall reveal a symmetrical character. By our unity, by esteeming others better than ourselves, we are to bear to the world a living testimony of the power of the truth. When men submit entirely to God, eating the bread of life and drinking the water of salvation, they will grow up into Christ. Their characters are composed of that which the mind eats and drinks. Through the word of life, which they receive and obey, they become partakers of the divine nature. Then their entire service is after the divine similitude, and Christ, not man, is exalted. Eating of the tree of life, whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, says Christ, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. This is eating the fruit of the tree of life. See.